You know, so Lamatess. You know, start over again. Lamatess. Start the paragraph again. Go through Shnil again. Torah Bekalfi, he used to shake the Kalfi, the box. Tehelo Shnei Gerolos, he picked out the two lotteries, the two lots. Echot Kosovol of Lashem, one was written Lashem. The Echot Kosovol of Lazozel. Is Haskan Bimin of Rosh based out of the Smoily. Imshel Shem Ola Bimin Noi Haskan Oimoloi Ishi Koyen Gozel Hagba Yimincho. If on his right hand came out the one Lashem, that was a chosh of a thing, he would say, pick up your right hand. The Imshel Shem Ola Bismoiloi, if the lot that says Lashem in it came on his left hand, and then Reish Paisav, Oimoloi Ishi Koyen Gozel Hagba Smolcho. They're not the Skan, but the other one, the Reish Paisav, he would say, lift up your left hand. Nostam Ashnei Asirim, then he put it in front of the two Sirim in front of him. The Yom Lashem Chatas, and he said the one that went Lashem, that should be Lachatas. Like Rashi says, he has the two Seirim, the two goats in front of him. Whatever comes up on the right hand, he puts on the right goat. What comes up on the left hand, goes on the left goat. And he has to say that the one that has Lashem, Lashem Chatas. We have Yishmol Aima Loihoi Yisorach Lema Chatas Elo Lashem. He didn't have to say the word Chatas, Pshita. He just said the word Lashem. Hashem HaMafarish. Whenever they said the Shem HaMafarish in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to answer back, Baruch Shem. So the Moro, Lomuli Torah for Kalfi, why do you have to shake the box? They had a Kohen Gadol should not be able to see which one is the one that says Lashem on it, and it's a bigger Chosh of Azach to have it in your right hand, so make sure to pick it up on his right hand. Therefore, we shake it up, he shouldn't know which one to pick. Oh my Rava, Kalfi Shalait Hoysa V'Shachol Hoysa. It was made out of wood, it was chol, and only was big enough to put two hands inside it. Maskla Ravina. That's good, it was only big enough for two hands to fit in, in order that the Kohen Gadol should not be able to play around to tell which one is Lashem and take it in his right hand. So only two hands fit in, they can't play around with them. Ela shel chol nekatsha. Why wasn't it made out of Kodesh? Let it be a klisharis. Why was it only chol? So Moran says, Im kem hevel klisharis. That's the cloud. We don't make a klisharis made out of wood. It has to be made out of metal. For the Gemara, good. V'nevda the kesef, v'nevda the zov, good. So make it out of silver, out of gold. But let it be a klisharis. Who are you doing a kaddish trick a thing with it? You're making the gerolos for Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara, svara, Torah chosam amoyin l'shay Yisrael. The Torah didn't want you to spend too much money. It had rachmonis on our money. Therefore, it didn't tell us we have to make it out of gold or out of silver. It's enough just to make it out of wood. And once you make it out of wood, that's a svaros only made out of choil, not out of hegdish. So the Gemara masnisin loki aitana. Our mission is not go at this tana. The tanya we learned like this. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, that haskan v'koin godo machnisin yodo mekalfi. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like our mission that says that the koin godo puts his two hands into the box to choose, but the koin godo and the skan, they both put their right hand into the kalfi to choose. If the word Lashem comes up on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is Haskan, then the Skan tells the Kohen Gadol, very good, like Yashkoich, pick up your right hand, show everybody, that's the one Lashem came in your right hand. What about Oila? Let's say the word Lashem, that lottery came up in the Skan's hand, not in the Kohen Gadol's hand, is then Rosh Beisav Oimaloi. The Kohen Gadol, Daven Milechem. Then the Rosh Beisav would tell the Kohen Gadol, you say, and say the word, Chatas Lashem. In other words, not to be Mavayish, the Kohen Gadol, we let him do something. And the Mar says, the name of Leiskan, why doesn't the Skan himself say it? Since the Skan has it in his right hand, the Lashem, let him say Lashem Chatas. And the Gemara Kivan, the Leisolot Biyode, since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the word Lashem in his hand, is chol shodaita. He's going to feel very bad. Therefore, we don't make him feel so bad. We let him at least say the word chatas lashem. That's why the Rosh Pesach tells the Skan, tells the Kohen Gadol, you at least say the word chatas lashem. So the Mara b'maikom miflugi. What's the machlokes? Our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both put their right hand to choose. And our Mishnah says no. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands in. That mass of our Yemino, the Skan, or the Ephemismo, the Kohen Gadol. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that we have to have the Choshev of two hands, and the right hand is more Choshev. Therefore, we take the Skan's right hand, which is more Choshev than the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Or mass of our Mishnah holds no. They're both Shavah, each one has the Mile, each one has a Chsaron. Gefort, it's the Kohen Gadol's left hand, but the other side is the right hand of the Skan. So since they both have Milas, the Kiyadodininu, we let the Kohen Gadol do both already. That's what our mission holds. That the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the Kalfi to pick the Goro. So the Gemara, Man Hai Tano, the Pola Galeta of Yehuda, like who's the Tana of our Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Yehuda and holds the Gerolos were chosen with the two hands of the Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Askan HaKahanim, who? It goes according to Chanina Askan HaKahanim. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Chanina Askan HaKahanim Oimer. He used to say, Lomo Askan, or Aslama Askan, what's the purpose of having a Skan altogether? Is Miminoi, shall I go see the Bach says, Lomo Askan Mimin, or why is he on the right side? Yeah, why does he always go on the right side? So Chanina Askan HaKahanim says, Shem Iro Boy Psul, the Kohen Gadol. If something will happen wrong with the Kohen Gadol, have some type of psul, is nichnas skan or mishamish tachtav. Then the skan will come in and be mishamish instead of the Kohen Gadol. But mashma, up until we find the psul in the Kohen Gadol works, and the skan does nothing. The skan only does something when the Kohen Gadol has a psul. So that's what our mission holds, that the skan doesn't do anything. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the kalfi to pick the garolas. And the skan is only used when there's a psul found in the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Lomaskan yiminoi, Sha'ur lech tamad yiminoi. Why does the skan always go on the right side? Kach omru b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi. That's the way the gears see all from Rabbi Yitzchak. V'ani shemati, Rashi says, I hold the gears like this. Merabenu Yitzchak Bev Yehuda. That lomaskan memuna. That's the gears in the Gemara should be. Lomaskan memuna. What was the purpose the skan was appointed? What is his job? So the whole job of the skan is shim yira psul. If something happens wrong with the Kohen Gadol, then he takes over. Aber kol zaman shlo yara by psul, but kol zaman nothing happened to the Kohen Gadol, ein haskan oyved shum avoid the birlam. The skan does nothing. The only thing to do is the Kohen Gadol. So that's like our Mishnah, that even to choose from the kalfin, the two gerolos, it was the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. He did both of them. The skan doesn't do anything until we find the psul with the Kohen Gadol. Tana Rabbonin, Arboim Shono Sheshimesh Shimon HaTzadik. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. This was the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. Hoyegoyril Oyla B'yamin. And we said that was a choshuva thing, if when the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the kalfi, that the right hand came up with the word Lashem. It's choshuv that Lashem should be on his right hand. So by Shimon HaTzadik, all the times it came up in his right hand. The 40 years he was a Kohen Gadol, all 40 years the girl of Lashem came up in his right hand. Mekan V'yelech, after Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, after him, is Pamemoylo B'yamin, Pamemoylo B'smoil. Depends. Certain times it came up still in the right hand, certain times not, and then they weren't so choshev like Shimon HaTzadik, so certain times it only came up in the left hand. For Hayeloshen Shal Zahorius Melabin. It's all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, the Loshen Shal Zahorius, the piece of wool, it was red wool that they used to tie around the Seri HaMishtalech, and then they used to throw it away. And the simon happened was that if a Kodesh Baruch was Meichel Klal Yisrael, that red piece of wool turned white. So all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik turned white. Mikan V'elach, after that, after him, Pomim Malabin. Certain times, some years it did turn white, and certain years it didn't turn white. The Drashi Loshin Sol Zahorius. Tzemer Sorek combed out wool, or Moshe Kimin Loshin, like a tongue, or Tzvu Adam, it was dyed red. The Koshir Moisev Roish Seyam Ashtalech used to tie this piece of wool around the head of the Seyam Ashtalech. Vayim Alabim Yelev, and it would turn white by itself. Vahu Simin Shemochla Kodesh Bochol Yisrael. Shenem Mimiyu Chatoechem Keshonim Kashelag Yalvinu. The white is Loshna and Kodesh Bochol was Moichel. Vayitav Vayu Ner Marovi Doilek. All his 40 years, the Ner Marovi was always lit. Mikan Vielech Pomim Doilek Pomim Kova. Certain times it lit the whole night, certain times it didn't, it went out. So Rashi says, "Hoyaneh ma'ravi derlik liachas shekavu shar kol neiros." Means even after all the other neiros went out, this was like the nes that the neir ma'ravi was still lit. The afal pishimemenu maskel lahadlik arvis. Even though that was the first one to light, so the chura, since you lit that one first, that one should go out first. No, it was a nes. The neir ma'ravi went out last. It lit longer than the other ones. that it used to be the last one that you have to fix off the Atovus Neiros in the morning. Vu Eidis Shashchina Shor B'Yisrael K'desiv Michutz Laprechus Eidis V'Yarmina Masech Shabbos Eidis Hiluchu Boyeilam Shashchina Shor B'Yisrael V'Yarmina My Eidis. What's the Eidis? Where do we see the Shchinas in the Beis Hamikdash? Zeneh Marovi. That's the nest we see by the Neh Marovi. She'noisin Bo Shemen K'midas Chavoseim. They put oil in the same size as the other ones. O'mimenu Hayamaschol Bo Ubo Hayamasayim. This was the first one to be lit, and the last one to go out. So that was the Nes. Now, V'ezel Ne'er Marovi, what is considered, which Ne'er is called the Ne'er Marovi? L'man D'yom Eshiva Saneir Esturim Mizrach Amariv. It's a machlokes exactly how the menorah was. One says the menorah was between east and west, Mizrach Amariv. Is a Melo, which one is called Marovi? They're all facing. Is Kori Ne'er Marovi Ne'er Sheni Shesamach L'rishin Sheba Mizrach. When you start on the Mizrach side, the second one going towards the Mariv, that's called Ne'er Marovi. K'detna nichnas echot v'nimtza shtei ne'eris mizrochis dokus. After the first one, the second one, that's called Ne'er Marovi already. Now, l'man d'yomar, that the menorah was sofen v'dorim, it was put, faket, sofen v'dorim, nisunim, is hoyu emtsiyusan, ponev misubin kalpe Mariv. The middle one was facing to a Mariv. For who kori Marovi? The middle one, there were seven ne'eris. So the middle one, that was called Ne'er Marovi. And it was facing towards Marov side. V'shar ha-Neiris, mitzadadim p'neim kalpiyem tzoyim. And the other three on the right side, three on the left side, were facing towards the middle Ne'er Marovi. K'dechsev el-mul p'nei ha-menorah. He am tzoyis yiru Neiris, kol shishakanim. Shel shishakanim. Bakol p'nei, that was the Ne'er Marovi, and that was the nest that it used to burn the longest. So but the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was there, it always happened. If them, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right, another thing was, for hoye eish shel marocho miskaber, the marocho gederlo that they fixed up in the morning, the wood they put there in the morning, was enough for it to burn the whole day. Shemrocho miskaber, lo hoye kahanim tzrichim lohovi eitzin lamarocho, throughout the whole day, they did not have to add more wood to the marocho, it was like a nest. That the morning's stack of wood was enough for the whole day. Chutz mishnei gziriyetzim. Only there was a mitzvah, but by the Talmud Shol Ben Habayim, there's a mitzvah again to bring the shnei gziriyetzim, two big pieces of wood. K'dei lekayim mitzvah seitzim. In order to be mekayim, the mitzvah beitzim. But not that they really needed it. It was a nest that the wood in the morning was enough for the whole day. So Drashi, voyeish hamarochim esgaber, v'doylek meila v'loy toisus eitzim. The wood in the morning was enough to burn the whole day without extra wood. Once they fit it up in the morning, set it up in the morning, you didn't need any more the rest of the day. By Talmud, there's also a mitzvah to bring the shnei gziriyetzim. So that's how to do. After the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, then pomim miskaber, sometimes it's also like a net. The fire was burning enough from the wood in the morning, the whole day. And Pomim Mei Miskaber, for certain times, no, the fire they saw come out was going out. All the wood was burnt up already. And certain times, the Kahanim Mamash were busy a whole day feeding wood to the fire, to keep the fire going. As the fire didn't go by itself anymore, but it only went if he added wood. So the whole day the Kahanim were busy adding wood to the Marocha. Another nest happened, Bishas Shimon HaTzadik, V'nishtalcha Brocha Boimer. There was always a Brocha in the Korban Oimer, the second day Pesach, or V'shtei HaLechem, that comes on Shavuos, or V'lechem upon him on every Shabbos. V'chol Koyin Shemegia Kezayis. Any Koyin that was there to get even a small amount, just a Kezayis, of any one of these, is Yesh Oichloi V'sova. He ate it and he was satisfied. It was a nest that the little Kezayis that he ate filled him up. Some people even ate this little kazayas and had left over. It was too much for them. But they took one little bite of the kazayas and it filled them up. After the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, then there was like a klala that came to the oimer. So Rashi says, Meir means, then it didn't fill you up the little bit. It filled you up like any other food. And you're only filled up if you ate a nice big portion of the oimer, or else the shteh lechem. Is nishtalcha meira ba'omer over shtei halechem over lechem upon him and all three v'chol koyin magia kapul. Any time a koyin only got the size of a pool, so Rashi says min sheina kezayis Whenever they got a small amount, so Hatznuyim, the nicer people, Moshkin Ashidayim, they took the hands away. In other words, it wasn't Kedai for them to take it, because it was so small, and there was no brocha then, it wouldn't satisfy you, so it wasn't Kedai to take it. But Rashi says, but at the time when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, anybody that would even receive the size of a pull, the size of a small bean, would take it. Because there was a bracha then, that even that size would do something to you. But after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no bracha. So if you only got a small size, a choshevet kayin, stam didn't take it. But the freses, the chapis, noitlim, they chapped it. The oichlin, and they ate it. One coin chapped the chelik for himself and took his friend. He chapped away the friend's portion also. They called this koyin now Ben Chamtzin. They called him a chapa. Ben Chamtzin ad yoy moisay. Till he died, that was his name. Rashi Gazlan, they called him a stealer. So tell us the kasha here. Afal pi shagam gargonim acherim choytfim. Like it says, there were a lot of chapas there. A lot of people used to chap. So why was this person called such a name this whole lifetime? There were a lot of chappas there. So tells hi the kori oisei chamtzin tfei nachrinom yeshlem lo feishu chotav mi chamtzin acher. He chapped from another person, from another chapper. So that's terrible. To chap from another chapper, you have to be pretty bit off. Stamp to chap from a nice person is al b'tzorim. But if you chap from another chapper, that shows you're pretty bit. Inami acherim lo yekpidu. But punk, this person was very makpid. Hey, Samela, when the chapa chapped from somebody, that person was very makpid, like he wasn't moichel, so he gave it back to him and said, you're stealing from me. So because of that, they called him Ben Chamtzin, they called him a stealer the rest of his life. Exactly how it was mutter to, how you let to do it, I don't know. The guy didn't do tshuva. The guy would have done tshuva, he's a tzaddik, then it's also call him a nickname. Some the person didn't do tshuva. But Agir Moshe, Omar Rabba Bar of Shelo, my crew, where's the poster that a chamsin means a gazlin? Elokai paltein miyad rosha, save me from a rosha, mikaf ma'avu b'chaimitz, save me from somebody that does bad and b'chaimitz somebody that steals. Right, the Rava Mihoch, Rava says from here, the poster says limdu hativ, teach me good, dear shu mishpat, learn mishpat, and ashru chomitz. To make strengthen a chometz means that somebody was stolen from. So Drashi hechziku hanigzal, somebody that was robbed, be mechazakim. If he feels bad, he was robbed, go be mechazakim. So Drashin ashroi chomutz ve'alti ashru chometz. You should make strong the one that was robbed, but not the robber. The robber leave alone. Him don't be mechazik. Tana rabbonin oise shono shemespo shimon atzadik. That year that Shimon HaTzadik was going to die, Omar Lahem, Shimon HaTzadik himself told the people, "B'shana zuhu meis, you should know I'm going to die this year." Hey, he knew at the beginning of the year, by after Yom Kippur, he knew he's going to die this year. Is Omar Lahem, everybody asked Shimon HaTzadik, "Minayin ati yodei, how do you know you're going to die this year?" Omar Lahem, so he answered like this, "B'chol yoyim ha-kippurim, ho yom izdamin li zokin echad." Every Yom Kippur, he was the Kohen Gadol, when he went in lefnai lefnim, I met an old person then, Stan Elio Anovi. Lovosh Lavonim, he was wearing white clothing. The it of Lavonim, and he was wrapped around with white clothing on his head. Nechnas imi, he went in with me. The Yotzimi, he went out with me. Vahayoyim, but today, this Yom Kippur, Nizdaman li zokin echad lovosh chorim. I met this older person who was wearing black this year. The Yotzim chorim, and he was wrapped around with black. Nechnas imi, he went in with me. Vlo Yotzimi, he didn't go out with me. So you understood already that this year he's not going to come out either. In other words, he's not going to live through this year. So that's what Shimon HaTzadik told the people. And what happened was, Achra Regal after Sukkis, Chola Shiva Yomim, he got sick for 7 days, and he died. And from then on, the Kanim did not use Hashem's name. They didn't say the Shem HaMafarish. So not sure if it means from then on Leilam, or just means just that 1 year maybe. Because the year he was Nifta, Shashi Mavorach B'Shem, Mavorach Brichos Kanim Esom, B'Shem HaMafarish, Shlohoi Kedai. They didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't Kedai for them to do it. Yeah. Right, Tana Rabbonin. Aboyim Shono Koidim Churban Abayis. 40 years before the second Bayis was Chorav, It never happened that the girl that says Lashem came up on the Kohen Gadol's right hand. It never happened that the red string they put on the Sayyid HaMishtaleach turned white. As if to show that Hashem is telling us signs that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis soon. We're not doing the right thing, we're doing wrong. You didn't have this nest that the Ner Marovi lit the longest. It didn't happen. But this still happened, that the doors of the Heichel opened up by itself. They didn't have to open it. A nest happened, it used to open up by itself. Is at Shegoya Ben Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh. Now to find Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh like yelled at the doors. Omar Lo, he said to them, Heichel, Heichel, Mifnei Marato Mavis Atzmecho. How come you like fooling yourself? So what? Yodei Ani Becho Shesoif Echosel Lichorev. Like I know that you're going to have a Churban soon. It's like, why are you still playing tricks like opening the doors by yourself? As if to show, like, Nisim are still happening here, everything is going to Seder. No, things are not going to Seder. There's going to be a Churban Abayah soon. So now, Churban HaHechol shouldn't have opened up his doors by itself. Ukvar nisnabo olecho Zachariah ben Aduya. That what? Psach levonet losecho. Open up levonet the base of Migdish. Open up your doors. V'soichal eish v'yarozecho. And a fire will come in and burn the Arozim. So you see, there's going to be a Churban Abayah soon. So if it's not, like, what do you still have these Nisim for? The Rashi says, similarly, Oivim love of Likonis, Fakir. It was good that the doors opened up by itself. Now it's a simin that the enemy should come in. So that's what Yibyechin's, what's, someone's trying to be Yechin with Zakai. Yibyechin's, Omullah, Hechlechem of Neymar, Tomavis, Atmechon. Or Fakir means, then Yibyechin Zakai told him, to stop. Like, what are you getting yourself so excited for? I know what, that there will be a Churban HaBayis. But still, it's not so nice to do it, though. But still, you shouldn't open up your doors by itself. Like, don't make it so obvious. Because that's what we're signing to them. Omer Reb Yitzchok ben Tavloi. Lomo nikra shmoi levonim. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called levonim? Shel mal ben avonaseim shel Yisrael. The pshat is in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where we have the kaparah. We bring the carbonus there, and there our sins turn white. Hashem is malabit. Omer Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Loma Nikra Shmo Yar. Another passage also says the base of Midrash is called like a yar, like a forest. The passage says base yar halavonim. So why is the base of Midrash called the base yar, a forest? Loimulos, teach us ma yar, just like a forest. Malavla, if there are sprouts there, things grow. Is that base of Midrash malavler? The same thing, the Beis HaMikdash also has sprouts, things grow. The Yomah, what sprouted and grew there? The Yomah Rav Oishio, B'sho Shebona Shloimoi Beis HaMikdash. At the time when Shloimoi built the Beis HaMikdash, not aboy kol minya megodim. He planted there all different type of good food, shells of mamash from gold, golden food. And the fruits always came out at the right time. Whenever the wind used to blow, the fruits would fall off. Shenem, the pasuk says, Yirash kalavonon peryoy. And from there the kanim had their panosa. So I'm not sure what it means, peris shells of, was really golden fruits. Or just means it was sweet like gold. It was very good. It was very good Paris. When the Ovid Chachovim came into the Beis HaMikdash, Yavshu, it dried up this tree. Shenemar uferach levon and umlol. It got lost. It got dried up. But a Havtocha Kodesh Baruch will bring it back to us by the Bayis Shlishi. Shenemar paroyach tifrach v'sogil avgilas v'ranen kovod halvonon nosan lo. That you will have it back again and will be happy again. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Nos non ashnei asirim. After the Kohen Gadol picked up the two gerolos, so he put them on the two sirim. One, whatever came up on his right hand, he put it on the right. What came up on the left hand, he put it on the left hand. Tana Rabbonin. Ese po mi master Kohen Gadol as Hashem bay bayim. 10 times on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol mentioned Hashem HaMafarish. Gimel bevidui rishon. 3 times at the first vidui, Anu Hashem, said Hashem's name three times. Shrashi Shloisha Bevidu Rishon, Shel Par, by his own power, that was the first time he said Vidu. Ono Hashem Chotosi, Ono Hashem Kapel Lufnei Hashem, Til Lufnei Hashem Titaru. So three times he said Hashem's name. Ushloisha Bevidu Sheni, and three times by the second Vidu. We after the power by the Eloi, he said Vidu second time. Ushloisha Bisei Meshtaleach, and three times he said Hashem's name by the Seyam Meshtaleach. The Echot Begarolis. And one now by the girl when he said Lashem, that was also Lashem Hamafarish. So Drashiv Yechad Begarolis, Lashem Chatas, like our Mishnah says. He says Lashem, he's Lashem Hamafarish. He said it then, this is the tenth time. And every time the Kanam used to answer back, Baruch Shem. So Mara says now, Ukfar Omer Hashem. When a Kohen Gadol used to say Lashem Hamafarish, Venishma Kohelib Yericho. It was like a nest, the Kohel came out so strong that even Yericho you could hear it. And Omer Rabba Varachona, the Yerushalayim Yerichoi, from Yerushalayim until Yerichoi, you should know Asar Pasoyas. It took 10 Pasoyas to get there. It wasn't so close. And still it was a nest that the call was able to be heard so far away. Trashi Kfar Omar, Kloima Kfar Hoya Maiste Shola Kurli Ad Yerichoi. Right? V'etzir Dalosoy Sahechol, and when they used to close the doors, the noise of closing the doors of the hinge turning, Nishma Bishmoyne Tchume Shabbos, was heard away the distance of 8 Tchum Shabbos. It's 8 times of Payim Amo. Izim, Sheb Yerichoi, the goats in Yerichoi, Hoyimis Atchois, they used to sneeze, Merech HaKteris. They used to smell the Kteris, the smell of the Kteris from the Beis HaMikdash, went all the way down to Yerichoi, which was 10 Pasoyos away, and the goats that would smell it started to sneeze. And Vaitin Noshim Sheb Yerichoi, the women that lived in Yerichoi, Einem Tzrichas Lesbashim, they didn't have to put any makeup on, any perfume on. Merech HaKteris. Since the Merech HaKteris went so far down, they didn't have to have the perfume of the Kteris. Didn't have to have perfume. Kala Sheb Yushlayim, as in Yushlayim, Pshitu was a bigger perfume. There was a bigger smelling there. So here, even a Kala, Ein Tzrichel Es Kashet. Merech HaKteris. Has in Yerichoi, could be a Kala, wanted to have extra special, she had to put on perfume. But in Yerushalayim, even the Kala didn't have to put on perfume. Since the smell of the Keteris went all over Yerushalayim, it didn't have to have any perfume there. Omar Rebbe, Yossi ben Dogoi, Izim Hoyuliyaba, my father had goats, for Horei Nichmer, it's the place where it was, for Yemes At Shais Mereach HaKeteris, they used to sneeze from the smell of the Keteris. Omar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korchom, Sachli Zokin Echad, an older person once told me that Tamacha Solachti L'Sheila, I once went to Sheila, V'Hirachti Rea Keteris, and I smelled the Keteris, Mi Ben Koisle, from the walls, Mamash out of the walls, I was able to smell the Keteris. So Drashi V'Hirachti Rea Keteris, Mi Keteris Shenasa Boi B'Yerit HaMishkan B'Shiloi, it's when the Mishkan was still in Shiloi, the Keteris was there, and he smelled now from the walls of Shiloi, the Keteris was still coming out. And this was years, years later. And that's how strong the smell of the Keteris was. Omer Rabbi Yannai, Aliyaz Goro Mitech Kalfei Makevs. So, so far we have in the Mishnah, by the Goro, there are two Inyonim. There's one Inyon, the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box and choose, and each hand pick up one lottery. One said Lashem, one said Lazozo. That's one Inyon. And then he had to take him and put him on top of the Sirim, a second Avodah. So Shiloh, what is Likuvah, what has to be done, and what doesn't have to be done? So Rabbi Yannai, Aliyaz Gerim Uter Kalfei, to pick up the Kohen Gadol, puts his two hands, to pick up the Gerolois, that's Makevis. That has to be done. If you don't do it, it's not Chal Lashem, it's not Chal Vachatis, it's not Chal Lazozel. Hanocha the way to Makevis. But after we say, after the Kohen Gadol picks up the two Gerolois in his hands, he has to put what's in his right hand on the right Sawyer, on his left hand on the left one, that's not Likuvay. Thus out of Yanai. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Af Aliyah Einu Makevis. He else no. Even picking it up out of the girl is also not Likuvah. If you do it, that's the mitzvah to do it. If you don't do it, the Kohen Gadol by Sos himself could choose. I want this one to be a Chatas Lashem, and this one to be Lazozel, even without making the girl. Also it's Chal. So Rashi says, "Af ali einem akevis, v'yim yikru akoyin shem chata salachas, v'shem azoz lachaveroi hukvo b'loy hagrolo, shein hagrolo makevis, el shechisa mitzvah." Does it help, Reb Yechanan? It's time a mitzvah to make the hagrolo. If you don't make the gerolas, though, if the Kohen Gadol Stam speaks out, this soya should be lachatis, and this one should be la'azazel, it's also chal.